books, mm-hmm. novels and things where they're not always used correctly to begin with. Mm-hmm. And as an example, Northerners think Southerners go around when they're talking to one person saying y'all.
Yeah.
We don't. Mm-hmm. We say you just like they do up north, and we mm-hmm. don't say use like they do in some yeah. sections. We're not referring to one person. We're referring to mm-hmm. everybody, a whole group of people. Mm-hmm. As a girl who lived next door to me when I was young went to New York to visit her sister who had lived in New York quite a few years. Mm-hmm. And she was sitting in living room with people, and she said, come on, you all, let's go do something. And nobody moved. And she said, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
And one of the men said, well, who are you talking to? Which one of us do you want to go with you?
Yeah.
Because they had that idea. In the South, y'all, you all, or y'all, refers to one person.
Mm-hmm.
She meant the whole group. Come on, all of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it's used. But novels pick it up, y'all, and you all, or y'all. And it's the Northerners think we talk like that, and we mm-hmm. don't. Some of us do, but not the... better educated ones.
Mm-hmm. Y'all is a plural form. It's
you all means everybody.
Yeah, that's correct Southern speech too. That's absolutely correct.
You all, but everybody thinks in the North thinks y'all. You're talking to one person. I would call mm-hmm. you y'all, but mm-hmm. I don't. I call yeah. you.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting thing because there. I don't know that there's not really a kind of standard, absolute, correct American English.
No. Oh, no. Because the English language is even real old English, as it's spoken in England, is made up of mm-hmm. words from other languages, German or French, Italian or anything, because those languages are older than English. Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
The Greek and Hebrew languages, you can trace most of your words back to
mm-hmm.
Some foreign language because English derived from all of mm-hmm. them rolled in together.
Yeah.
And English as it's spoken in England is entirely different from English as it's spoken in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a... Mm-hmm. There are forms of English just as a...
I know.
As many forms of English as there are different accents in different sections of the United States.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of, I've noticed, I was in England about, I guess it was 2 years ago, that they have the Cockney accent and the North
sure.
English accent.
Different dialects.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of, I was talking to a Scottish lady and she was talking about, you know, the BBC English is. She called that la-di-da English.
Well, of course, Cockney, I guess, Cockney is the uneducated class, probably, mm-hmm. in England, the mm-hmm. not as well educated as the aristocrats.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the English that Queen Elizabeth speaks is the best form of English there is as far as England is concerned, but then you've got a Scottish version of English and you've got an Irish version of English too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. They're trying some places in Ireland to revive, you know, the old
Gaelic. Yes.
Which that's interesting because the Irish have actually lost the language completely. Which I guess...
Well, probably nobody knows how to speak
mm-hmm.
Gaelic.
Mm-hmm.